Dr. Sean Ritchie and Dr. T.J. Clayton, thanks for joining us once again.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And I guess we wanted to talk a little bit about the very short but very successful history of Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, especially in the Altoona location. T.J., you joined when?
I think our first day seeing patients in Altoona was August 1st of this year.
So it's not very long, but it's been very fruitful for those patients.
Yeah, we have already helped a good number of people in this area. So,
and Dr. Sean Ritchie, you have started a couple different locations around the state, and I think one out of state, correct?
Correct. We actually have three states. Tri-State Neuropathy, we have six offices in Pennsylvania. We have one in Ohio and one in West Virginia. And we continue to grow. We just opened another office here in Pennsylvania. So there's a lot of people out there suffering. A lot of people can't travel too far when they have neuropathy. So we're trying to branch out to help more people every day.
Well, I know somebody will ask me now where the new Pennsylvania office is in case it's close to somebody they know.
It's, if I give you a broad sense, it's called South Hills. It's near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, otherwise known as Castle Shannon.
All right, so we have that established. Dr. Ritchie, when did you first have the idea that this is a direction you wanted to take the practice in?
Well, Doug, I fell into it. I always believe in fate, and it was around 2012. I was working with a colleague out of Fort Wayne, Indiana, who was looking for some help for a specialized program. So I had helped him get started with something, and he had called me back a few months later to thank me, and he said, we do a couple specialized programs. One was treating peripheral neuropathy. And I said, I appreciate that, but I wasn't interested at that time. And it was like things kept slapping me in the face. You know, patients that were coming in were all of a sudden starting to talk about it. They have this thing called peripheral neuropathy. And then more and more, and then I'm seeing things on TV about peripheral neuropathy. So I dove back into it, and I met a neurologist who had discovered a way to address the cause of neuropathy. Now, I didn't really believe it was going to work. I spent about a year doing my studies, so I finally joined his company there. And the neurologist who discovered it was my trainer. He taught me exactly how to treat a patient to address the cause of neuropathy. Now, I didn't really believe it would work till I came back from Arizona, and I took six patients that had it and made them my own personal clinical trial. And after we had finished the entire program, all six of them got better. In fact, two of them got 100% better. So after that, we started putting notifications out there that we treat peripheral neuropathy, and we've seen over 10,000 patients since 2013. And as you can tell, we're still growing, and we're trying to help more people because over 30 million people are suffering with this. And, you know, the more we can get out there, the more we can help people getting back to living life again.
Well, people who have it, obviously, well, most people who have it already have been diagnosed and know what it is, but there's probably some people that have it and they wish they had an explanation. Dr. Clayton, what is it that neuropathy is, and what symptoms do people have if they have it?
Right. So peripheral neuropathy is a illness that can be brought on by a number of different precipitating factors. As far as the as a person's case can go, you know, peripheral neuropathy is it's a damage and a deterioration of a person's sensory nerves, microscopic nerves in their skin. Peripheral neuropathy usually in the hands and feet is where the damage occurs. Someone with damage there could have numbness, tingling, pins and needles. Those may be early stages. Late stages, they may start to experience some issues with balance, weakness in the legs, weakness in the arms, any number of symptoms like that. It's a progressive illness. As Dr. Ritchie said, it affects about 30 million people in the United States. And, you know, with it being a progressive illness, it is going to get worse. It's not a matter of if. It's when. Sometimes it takes longer for some people, sometimes earlier. But the important part is for us, hopefully, to catch someone early in the acute early onset stages, and that way we can stop it earlier.
Dr. Ritchie, is this something that was misdiagnosed for many years, or people just didn't understand what it was? Or is it now that we have some treatment for it that more people are realizing this is what they have? I mean, how many people do we used to have versus 30 million now?
Well, it's definitely becoming more common. When you take a look at the top four reasons that people get it, diabetes, okay? Diabetes these days is almost an epidemic. So in the past, it wasn't quite as prominent, but now it is. And that's one of the main causes. So yeah, it's definitely becoming more prevalent. But unfortunately, even to date, when somebody starts to get neuropathy and they go to their doctors and say, hey, my feet are starting to get numb, the doctors go, okay, and they kind of listen, but they don't do anything. And next time they come in, they say, now it's starting to hurt. At that point, they start to look at it and start to do their testing, you know, the blood work, the EMGs, referring to the neurologist, referring to the podiatrist, another EMG, and it ultimately gets them back to what they originally had done is put them on some medication, maybe gabapentin, Lyrica, or Neurontin. But ultimately, they really don't know what to do about it. And that's where we get to come in, and it's really fun to be able to say to somebody who has led a life of non-hope because the docs are telling them that they just can manage it while it gets worse, because it is a progressive disease. As Dr. TJ said, that was my biggest surprise, to see, you know, that somebody gets it, and it starts to get worse, and it gets worse. You know, now they're having balance issues. Now they can't sleep. You know, all these things start to come into play, and they are told that it's going to continue to get worse. Well, when we get to see a patient and qualify them as a patient, we get to tell them that there is a solution. Okay, most of our patients will get 50 to 100% better when they qualify, so it's nice to be able to say that we can stop it today and start to help you get your life back. So without a doubt, it's definitely a disease that's starting to become more prevalent. Other reasons are cancer seems to be a little bit more prevalent. The treatments, chemotherapy, even radiation and some of the drugs that they're on can cause it. Heart disease is more prevalent, and certain meds, in particular statins, that causes it. So all these things are becoming more prominent in our health, especially in older people. Whenever they get there, they start to get these different medications and diseases that can ultimately cause this neuropathy.
We'll have to take a break here, but we'll continue with Dr. Sean Ritchie and Dr. TJ Clayton. MaryDanston.com is the website, and it's Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. In the Altoona location is on West Plank Road. We'll tell you more about it in just a few. And this segment is sponsored by Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. We were talking about the progressiveness of neuropathy. And the thing I'm wondering about, and this is something that some people, and not everybody is able to do this, have been able to change their lifestyle. Say they're diagnosed as diabetic. They may completely change their diet. They may actually start exercising. They're doing much better as far as their health. Their blood sugar is under control. They're technically still diabetic the rest of their life, but they are not suffering from diabetes as they were. However, if they already had neuropathy starting, say, in the feet, is it going to stop at that point, or is it always going to be progressive, even if they have changed everything else they do?
So in the case of a diabetic patient, you know, if someone's gotten their numbers under control and they've changed maybe their lifestyle as far as eating and exercising and doing the habits that help us keep those numbers in control, but they've already developed symptoms, those symptoms are there. Their neuropathy will not improve without getting the damage repaired and fixed. If someone's got out of control numbers, then the disease can progress much, much faster. You know, if someone's A1C is up and elevated and their blood sugar is elevated, they're not taking care of their body, the disease will progress much faster than it will if someone's under control. But they're going to be left with that symptom no matter what, unless they address the cause. So
it will, even if they stop everything that they were doing wrong, say they've got an A1C of 12, they get it down to 5, the damage is done.
Yes.
And the type of treatments you're talking about, again, they're not a cure, but they're treatments.
Yes.
This will help them get back to some sense of normalcy versus just doing what little they can do.
Yeah. Yeah. So essentially to try and stop the progress of the illness and then also reverse the damage that's already been taken place.
Dr. Ritchie, when you talk about reversing some of the damage, how does that work? Because it sounds like it would be great if it could happen. But most people who have gone through this are probably thinking, well, wait a minute, if the nerves are already damaged, what can you possibly do for me? And you have treatment for that.
Yeah, that was my shocker, was the fact that there's something that could be done about it. You know, we're always taught you can't regenerate nerves, and we can't, but we can give the body the ability to do that. I have been, you know, over 10,000 patients. One of my biggest things that shocks me every single day is what Dr. TJ said. It's how fast is it going to go? Is it going to be a slower? You got your numbers under control. Your health is much better, slowing the process down, but it's kind of like a snowball rolling down a hill. Is it a steep hill or is it a little slight grade? But it always seems to get worse, and that's the unfortunate thing about that disease. So what we do is we bring patients in the very first time to determine whether they are a candidate and whether they have it. If they are, we have some specialized technology, all FDA approved. It's drug free, it's painless, there's no medications. And it's a way that we can start to create like a healing environment in the tissue where the nerves are damaged. So neuropathy is the death or damage of these sensory nerves in your skin. So if we can get better blood supply to those nerves, your body can do the job and bring those nerves back to life. It's just a matter of how well it will get or they'll grow back. And that's always dependent on how severe the case is. So we always tell patients, the sooner that you can catch us, the sooner or the better we can get you. So we are able to actually give the body the ability to heal those nerves.
Is it necessarily that the nerves that were damaged are coming back, or is it that it's growing new nerve tissue, or what?
It depends. You know, if you're the test that we do, which is painless, by the way, it's not an EMG. It's a sensory exam that tells us whether, they're completely gone. You know, there's no sensory whatsoever to, is it 20%? Is it 40, 50? So it's kind of like grass. I always like to give this scenario. If you stop watering grass and giving it sunlight, it's going to start to die. So it turns brown, it kind of gets wilty. If you water it, it's easy to bring that back, okay? But if you get it so that it's down to dirt, it's really hard to water dirt and get grass to come out of it. And that's kind of where we are. Whenever we do those tests, we can kind of see how damaged they are. And usually the more functionality you have, the better results you're going to get. So, which means it's sooner than later.
So somebody who has dealt with this for maybe 20 years, it may be far more difficult than somebody who has started to experience it over the past couple of years.
In general sense, yeah. But, I mean, we've had people that, I would think of this one lady, Elaine, she had it for 40 years, and she was on disability and couldn't walk, and she was, you know, in a walker, had trouble driving, and I still remember the day she came in and she looked at me and she's like, I had the weirdest thing happen to me. It scared me. I said, what was it? She has a couple cats. She's like, my cat rubs up against my leg every day. And today I felt it. She's like, and it scared me because I didn't know what it was. And she had it for 40 years. So
it wasn't just the bottoms of her feet. It was her entire foot.
Yeah. Like neuropathy starts at your toes and it can work its way up to the knees. So essentially, when we start to fix it, it usually goes out the same way it came in. So she felt that cat brush up against her leg and her foot.
You have any other stories like that that you wanted to bring up, Dr. Clayton? You have any testimonial?
Just a recent patient, actually, just had a re-exam after 90 days of treatment. The gentleman came to me. He was having a lot of trouble. He was losing some independence, driving and just walking and things like that. And he's been able to, we went through his re-exam, all his sensory functions were up and higher. And he was saying he was so happy because he's been walking around his neighborhood. He joined like a water aerobics class he's been doing. So he's been really happy being able to get active and do that part of his life again.
When you talk about the treatment, what does this entail? Say that somebody is a candidate, you can help them, you don't know to what extent until you actually do the treatment. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. We have several components, Doug. But one of the main ones is what we call low-level light therapy, and we utilize the most powerful light therapy on the market. I mean, there's nothing even close. It's a prescription-grade therapy, so what that does is it produces nitric oxide. Okay, you see all this stuff all over the news about nitric oxide. The guy who discovered our body makes it wins a Nobel Prize. And all nitric oxide does is dilate your blood vessels so that all the nutrients All the oxygen from the blood can get out. So low-level light therapy can help your body produce that. And we do that, we produce it right in the skin where the damaged nerves are. So that allows us to be able to feed or water those nerves with oxygen and nutrients. We have other components that can stimulate the nerves, you know, almost like taking your nerves to the gym, which is also painless. We have other therapies that can increase your microvessel blood flow, again, painless. So all these components, all designed to do one thing, is to feed those nerves oxygen and nutrients and get them working again. And as Dr. TJ said, you know, it starts to get people back to life. And that's our goal, is to, you know, not only just stop dealing with neuropathy, but, hey, get back to doing the things that you love to do.
Now, this is something that you can come in with an evaluation. The evaluation is free.
Yes, the evaluation is 100% free. You know, we went into this very skeptical, like everybody else out there. So we see it works. We've seen over 10,000 patients get their lives changed. So with that said, we offer that first visit for you to come in. It's really important, not for only us, but you to see what we do. But it's more important for us to be able to qualify you. If you're not a qualified candidate, we do not do anything. We'll try to point you in a different direction. But if you are qualified, you can expect to probably get 50 to 100% better and maintain that the rest of your life, which is the greatest thing.
Now, somebody in the office told me that you had received a great deal of feedback and positive response to the time that you've been doing some advertising on WRTA, that you're getting people in the area who are great candidates for this, and you've been able to help them just in the short time, like Dr. TJ said, since he's been doing it since August, but this is actually showing some fruit already for a number of people.
Yes, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's everywhere. You know, you think of the four main things, diabetes, you know, but back issues, you know, stenosis, surgeries, certain medications, cholesterol medicine in particular is one, chemotherapy. I mean, these are things, no matter where you're at, you know, this is going to be affecting the population. So being up there for the 6 months, you know, we've been able to help a good number of people start to get their life back. Just like Dr. TJ said, just getting you out walking and, you know, water aerobics, doing things like that. I mean, that's fun to hear people doing that anymore. You know, being able to get back and doing the things that they want to do, being able and capable to do it is great.
We want to remind people the office again is at 332 West Plank Road in Altoona. The number is 814-201-2228. That's 814-201-2228. And the web address, marydanston.com. Dr. Sean Ritchie, anything else to add?
When you said that Mary Danston, it made me laugh because yesterday I was at one of my offices and this guy opens the door and he ran. He comes running in. He goes, "Mary may have danced," and he goes, "but I ran in." So I think he went to his own website.
Oh, there you go. And Dr. T.J. Clayton, anything else to add?
Our office is located in Altoona, right on Plank Road. Most people are familiar with Car Circus. We're right next to Car Circus. So.
All right. And the number, 814-201-2228, marydanston.com. Dr. Sean Ritchie, Dr. T.J. Clayton, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.